When it comes to art, I have but a thimble of knowledge. The first time I heard of Salvador Dali was only a couple of years ago when I asked a coworker about his mug. It had a long and curly mustachioed man next to the quote, "The only difference between a madman and me is that I am not mad." Since then, I didn't give Dali a second thought. That is until my Spanish literature professor started lecturing about the famed playwright Federico García Lorca and said Salvador Dali was his friend. She mentioned with the museum in St. Petersburg being so close, we should take advantage and go visit. I finally had the opportunity to visit the museum and see what all this Dali hoopla was about. I walk into the building and the first thing that catches my eye is the vast and varied souvenir shop. It sells everything Dali, from t-shirts and jewelry to lunchboxes with painted crawling ants and melted clocks. I stood in line at the ticket counter with about another 50 people waiting to start their adventure at the Dali Museum. I was pleasantly surprised to know USF students get in for free. Before reaching the steps to the spiral staircase, I saw the small cafe with a fancy name, Café Gala. At the foot of the stairs, a guard in a business suit stood with one of those Secret Service headsets. Are they protecting paintings or the President of the United States of America? I thought. I continued up the steps and stood by the funky glass enigma. It is a transparent blob protruding from the building.
I'm standing here overlooking the Dali wish tree that stands outside in the Avent Garden. It's really beautiful. There's a nice shade under the tree. It looks peaceful from up here. All right, tour starts in 3 minutes. Let's get going.
Salvador Dali was born 1904 in Figueres. Figueres is in the foothills of the Pyrenees Mountains, not very far from the French border.
I made my way into the gallery where a crowd of spectators had already formed around the museum docent. The docent first told us about the Morse family. Reynolds and Eleanor Morse were close friends of Dali and had a small collection of his works. The very first painting they bought, and the first painting I saw, was Daddy Longlegs of the Evening, Hope of 1940. At first glance, I wasn't impressed. There was so much going on splattered all over the painting. But then the docent began to analyze each part. The strong horse and soft airplane shooting out of a cannon, that symbolized war and the victory born out of a broken wing. The human-like figure in the middle of the painting, drooping, a sense of falling, wasting away. The ants symbolized destruction and decay. But the spider, the daddy long legs, means hope. And all of this was in reference to the Second World War. Whoa. So many emotions encompassed on one canvas. When each element was carefully looked at, the bigger picture came into view. Things weren't just splattered. At this point, I was definitely intrigued. Next was Dali's archaeological reminiscence of Millet's Angelus. The woman figure was slightly larger than the male. The docent also mentioned some similarity to a praying mantis, who sometimes devours her mate after intercourse. All in all, the painting reflects the importance and the power women have had in Dali's life. And women were plenty in Dali's paintings. Girl with Curls from 1926 is a particularly captivating piece. Dali paints a girl, her back towards the onlooker, awkwardly larger than the background of the town. She appears to be larger than life. Dali painted his nanny, his sister, and his wife, Gala. After meeting Gala, she was an inspiration for many of Dali's works afterwards. After the docent finished our tour, I went back downstairs and picked up an audio headset and did the self-tour. Here, I was in my own little world. It was just Dali and me. I spent more than an hour going through the paintings on my own. I felt like I finally had been introduced to the talented and imaginative Salvador Dali. And the pleasure was all mine. I stepped into a whole new world through each of Dali's paintings, without ever stepping a foot out of St. Petersburg. Walking out of that building made me realize that true discovery isn't finding new things to explore, but seeing it with different eyes. For Florida Matters, I'm Joselise Ramos.